peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Well, good evening, everybody in New York City tonight. Merry Christmas. Hopefully, everybody's having a wonderful Christmas season. This is Kay with Bless the Next Generation. And we're down here in sunny Florida. Don't get jealous. But anyway, we have a half an hour show tonight. And the whole mission of the show is to inspire you guys and lift you up and encourage you. We have a lot of issues going on with the next generation. And I've been doing the show for about 15 years. I was a teacher nationwide, high school French teacher and Montessori kindergarten teacher, all the way from Florida to California. And I saw all the turmoil in the high schools. And we have 20 million kids addicted to drugs. We have 7,000 children dropping out of school every day. And suicide is a major problem. So when I went through my divorce, I'm a grandmother, the Lord opened up a door for me to do radio shows. And I'm not a radio host. I am a teacher. And I love you guys, and I love the next generation, and I'm so concerned about all the turmoil that's going on. So tonight the show is going to be about peace, because we absolutely need peace in all the chaos and all the confusion that's going around all the time. We need to hear God's word and God's scriptures on peace. What is peace? Peace is freedom from disturbances, quiet, tranquil, calm, restful, freedom from war or freedom from violence. It's law and order. It's harmony, concord. Peacefulness is blissfulness. What is the opposite of peace? Agitation. Oh, my gosh. Was I so agitated this weekend? My daughter absolutely had a miracle, and God blessed her with a house with 2.5 acres, and she has 3 children. And it was an absolute miracle, because she was really stressed out. She had a little tiny house with one bathroom in there with 3 children. And I told her, just keep praying. Don't lean on me. I told her, don't lean on me. Lean on the Lord, because the Bible says that God is Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and he provided for my daughter, and he will provide for you. But the whole move was very stressful on my shoulders, because we didn't have a lot of help, and even though God did this miracle with his house, getting all of her stuff out of there, and the moving truck and everything, and God just kept tapping on my shoulder to be at peace and relax. But there was so much stuff everywhere and 3 little children running around. I was really having a hard time walking in peace and staying calm, even though God blessed her with this gorgeous home with a swimming pool and 2.5 acres, paid for cash. That was an absolute miracle, but the move was very stressful. So I'm doing this show on peace, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and we're celebrating Christmas. Christmas is Christ's birthday. It's all about Christ, and Christ coming to the earth 2,000 years ago to bring us peace. So I have all these scriptures on peace, and I need to speak it to myself, because I had no peace during this move. And life is very stressful. So God wants to come into our life. Christ wants to come into our life and bring us this peace that is available. What is the opposite of peace? Agitation. And if you don't know what agitation is, trust me, try doing a radio show at my age, reaching out to the next generation. There's a lot of agitation, but the good news is we can have peace. In the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9, it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." Do you want to be called a son of God? Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to live in peace on this earth? Well, then you need to be a peacemaker. A peacemaker is a mediator, somebody that's trying to bring peace between 2 opposing forces. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28, it says, Come unto me, all you people out there who are burdened down and stressed out. Come unto Jesus, because he will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, isn't that some good news? Because everything can get stressful, especially around Christmas time. It's the best time of the year. It's Christ's birthday, but all the busyness sometimes can get overwhelming and stressful. So what does Jesus say? He says, my yoke, if you're yoked up with the Lord, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So if you have a heavy burden on you, guess what? That's not from the Lord. Because when you're yoked up with the Lord, it's an easy, light burden. What do you do with these burdens? You cast them over to the Lord. Because you want to be yoked up with the Lord. He is the Prince of Peace. In John chapter 14, verse 27, it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither be afraid. Anytime God comes on the scene with his angels, with his word, with his Holy Spirit, he always says peace, 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 peace. And if we need peace, it's today. Because when you watch the news, when it's time to go to bed, we're tossing, we're turning, we're struggling because of all the worries and all the anxieties that are bombarding our minds, that are bombarding our children. This next generation is being bombarded with media, with phone, text messages. When I grew up, we didn't have all that. We didn't have cell phones. And now it's constant, constant agitation to steal our peace away. And the good news is God offers peace. And when you're yoked up to the Lord, his burden is light and it's peace. And it's an easy burden, okay? What is ease? Ease means freedom from labor, freedom from pain, freedom from physical annoyance. It's tranquil, rest, comfort. It's freedom from concern, freedom from anxiety. It's a quiet state of mind. It's freedom from difficulty or great effort. Okay, now, it's also, the reason I'm laughing is because I'm speaking this. But if you would have seen me during this move, and the day of the move, my daughter had to go get her health insurance. So she had to bring the baby with her, and I had the moving trucks and all the furniture, and I was directing, and I was driving a truck myself, okay, and I'm a grandmother. So I'm chuckling because I had such a lack of peace. Even though I know these scriptures, I don't always walk in it. And these scriptures are God's will for us. But we have a free will. And our mind, God will allow us to meditate on whatever we want to. Our mind, we have a free mind. We can choose to think thoughts that we want to choose. Salvation is free. God will save our souls and our spirits are free. But what we do with our mind, we control our own thoughts. So the reason I'm laughing is because freedom from difficulty or great effort and concern. I had so much anxiety in my mind. But I could have chosen to walk in peace. I chose to be anxious. Now, I'm at peace right now, and I'm reading you these wonderful scriptures on peace, but I didn't have peace on Friday in the middle of the move because she had to take off and get her health insurance. It was the last day. And so everything was escalated. Okay, so I'm speaking these scriptures to you and to myself because I have peace now, but tomorrow I could wake up and there could be 20 things piled on top of me. And I have to choose to yoke myself up with the Lord and give him all the worries. Okay, so this is a, you have to do it yourself. God's not going to do this for you. If you want to sit there and live in agitation, you can do that. It's your choice. But if you humble yourself and take on the Lord's yoke, it's easy and it's stress-free. So I'm telling you this, and I have to do this myself. And it's a conscious decision that you have to do this. Also, I want to tell you what ease was. It's a freedom from stiffness, constraint, or formality. It's a freedom from financial need. Now, how many people need to be free from financial needs? Me. Because I have to pay for this airtime. And there's always financial needs. If you are yoked with the Lord, he said, consider the lilies. Look at the flowers. The flowers don't spin and toil. Yet Solomon in all his array was not clothed like one of the flowers. O you men of little faith, if God takes care of the flowers, which are here today and gone tomorrow, isn't he going to take care of you, his creation, his glory? Did you know that you are the glory of God, that men were created in the image of God? Is he not going to take care of you and your children? Look at the flowers. He takes care of the flowers. He's going to take care of you. This all happens by faith. But if you don't yoke yourself up with the Lord, doubt will block the answers to your faith. If you're doubting and stressing out, which I was doing on Friday, that will absolutely block your answers to prayer. So you need to make sure you don't have doubt and get into this peace realm. What is doubt? Doubt is a feeling of uncertainty, a lack of confidence. It's an unassurance. I'm sorry, I can't read this. It's a suspicion. It is a cynicism. And I can't read this paper. I'm so sorry, but we know what doubt is. If you doubt, you're going to do without. The way that you get rid of the doubt is that you meditate on these scriptures on peace, and that will bring your faith up, because faith comes from hearing and hearing God's word. The more you meditate on negative news, it's just like eating junk food. You are what you eat. If you're going to feed on junk food, you're going to be full of junk food. If you're going to feed on negative news, you're going to be full of negativity. If you're going to feed on God's word, you're going to be full of light. And God is light, and him is no darkness. Now, another scripture on peace is, I have said these things that you, in me, you may have peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. The kingdom of God is not, I'm sorry, Romans chapter 14, verse 17. The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Jesus Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding. Do you want peace and joy in the Holy Spirit? That's what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is available to every human being. Jesus said, unless you humble yourself like a little child, you will not be able to enter into the kingdom of God. You have to humble your mind. Humble your mind. Yoke up with the Lord and have the peace of God. This righteousness and peace comes from humbling your mind. That is what the kingdom of God is, according to Romans chapter 14, verse 17. 2 Corinthians 13, 11. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Aim for restoration. Comfort one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and the God of peace will be with you. Okay? Now that says a lot right there in a nutshell. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. It says to rejoice. Okay? It says to comfort one another. That's what I'm trying to do with you. I am trying to comfort you with God's scriptures. God's word is the light, and I'm speaking the light into the darkness. That maybe you're listening, and maybe these scriptures will bring you comfort. It says, comfort one another, agree with one another, live in peace. And the God of love and the God of peace will be with you. You want the God of love to fill you? You want the God of peace to fill you? Comfort one another with these scriptures, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. Okay? If we ever need love and we ever need comfort, it's now. We have 20 million kids addicted to drugs. They're trying to find peace. They're trying to find some joy. And they're going in the wrong direction. If you are out there and you are trying to find peace and love through drugs, you're going in the wrong direction. Now, we are only talking about the spiritual side of man, okay? But man is body, soul, spirit. This is a spiritual show. And if you have a chemical imbalance, you need to call 911. We're not dealing with that. But if you're out there on the streets trying to find peace and love, you can only find it through God's scriptures, okay? And that's why I'm comforting you with these scriptures. Another one is 1 Peter 1:2. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, through the Lord Jesus Christ, and the sprinkling of His blood, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. God is so concerned about our peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He wants you to have peace. He does not want us stressed out. He does not want us confused. He does not want us worrying about our finances, worrying about our kids, worrying about our bills. That worry, what that stress does, it strangles the Word of God in you, and it actually causes heart attacks, okay? And another scripture is Romans 5:1. Therefore, we have been justified by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God. If you want peace with God, that's how you do it, through the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you do this? You have to come into God's family. And we're all born into this earth through our mothers. We were born, every person listening to me has a mission. Every person listening has a spiritual gift. Every person is valuable. Every gift that every person has is needed. You are needed. We're all part of the body of Christ. I can't cut off my fingernail on my pinky and say I don't need my fingernail. If I don't have my fingernail, my finger hurts. We need every single person listening to develop your spiritual gift. Everybody has a gift. God placed a gift inside of everyone, and you are valuable. How do you do this? You surrender to God. Why don't we do this? The more you surrender, the more peace you're going to have. Why don't we say this? Everybody listening, say this. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. I want this peace that Kay is talking about. Let the Holy Spirit come into my life and fill me with this peace and joy. I forgive everybody that's hurt me. Please forgive me, God. I just receive your Holy Spirit. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, once you do that, your spirit comes alive and the Holy Spirit comes inside of you. That's what it's called. It means to be born again. You're born once with your mother and you're born in the spirit realm. And you need this Holy Spirit and you need the comfort that God wants to comfort you. He wants to bring you into His family. He wants to bring you into a church. He wants to get you plugged in. And He wants you to be at peace. He wants you to sleep good at night. He wants you not to worry about your kids. He wants to bring all your kids into peace so that they're not out there doing drugs looking for peace in the wrong place. Okay? Another scripture we have is Mark 9, verse chapter 9, verse 50. Salt is good, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how will it make it salty again? It won't be any good if salt doesn't have any salt. Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. Let me tell you something. Life is aggravating. You know, children are aggravating. Life is aggravating. My boyfriend is aggravating. Okay? I need to make myself do what the scripture says. The scripture says right here, have peace with one another. Okay? I need to be a peacemaker instead of getting aggravated. How do I do this? I need to humble my mind, and I need to live at peace so the God of peace can be with me. Okay? Is life aggravating? It absolutely. Kids are aggravating. Grandkids are aggravating. We need to live at peace. We need to be peacemakers. Okay? If we've got to do what the scripture says. I have to do what the scripture says. I just have to humble myself. Forgive. Jesus said, if you're going to walk with me, 70 times 7 in one day. Another scripture here is 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 15. Okay? If the unbelieving partner separates, let it be so. In such case, the brother or sister is not enslaved. God has called you to live in peace. Okay? Now, that's talking about marriage there. It's talking about marriage, and God wants us to live in peace. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 15, and we're not getting into marital issues. But the Lord wants us to have peace. That's why I picked out the song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, because it's all about peace. And it's all about living freedom from disturbance, quiet, tranquil, calm, restful. So we can sleep good at night. This is how the Lord wants us to be. He wants us to be at rest and not doubting. Do not doubt the scriptures. We already went through doubt and what doubt means. We also have to have patience, the capacity to accept and tolerate things, tolerate trouble, suffering, without getting angry or upset. That's where patience comes in. Patience is part of the package too. The Bible says, with faith and patience, you inherit the promise. It's not just having faith in God's scriptures. You have to be patient. When you start praying for your children and you have faith, it's going to take patience too. Okay, these are all fruits of the Spirit. We talked about the fruits of the Spirit several weeks ago. And the fruits of the Spirit are faith, joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, meekness, self-control, long-suffering. These are the fruits of the Spirit. These are grown in you. It's a process. Okay, once you think you've arrived, bam, something else happens, and you lose your patience, and God's growing his patience in us. Once you think you're, oh, wow, I've really overcome that, bam, something else happens. He's stretching your faith. He's growing your long-suffering. And if you're out there and you're hurting tonight, the last thing God wants is you not to have peace. The very first thing that Jesus comes, when he comes to people, he says, peace be with you. Shalom, peace. God wants us to be the peacemakers. If you're in God's family, first of all, he wants to take all the burdens off of you. He wants all those yokes off of you. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. If you don't have an easy yoke on you, you're not walking with the Prince of Peace. Now, did I have it on me Friday? No, in the middle of the move. So I'm just saying, it's a process. I have it right now, but I just drove in 2.5 hours straight to do the show. But we can lose our peace. Troubles can arise, and we can lose our peace. Just stay calm. You're yoked with the Lord. He's got your back. He has you in the palm of his hand. If he's going to take care of the flowers, if not one bird falls down to the ground without him seeing, how much more does he love you? O ye men of little faith. We've got to start trusting the Lord, okay? And don't think that I do this every day. I have 3 grandchildren, okay? And every little thing my children do or my grandchildren do, it can trouble me, okay? It can trouble me. And I know what the scripture says. It says don't be troubled. But I'm tempted to be troubled. How do I do this? with my children, my grandchildren. I have to rest in the Lord, and I have to trust God's scripture. I have to have faith and patience in God's scripture. Okay? What is faith? Complete trust and confidence. I have to have complete faith, trust, and confidence in God's scriptures. And quit worrying about my finances. Quit worrying about my kids, my grandkids. Quit worrying about all the problems out there. We have to have complete confidence that God's scriptures are true. Okay, we need to yoke up with the Lord and let go of these worries and come into bliss. Is it easy? No, it's not. It's a process of learning, and it's a process of growing, just like you grow the fruit on the trees. And he builds our confidence. What is confidence? The feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. It's trust. It's faith. It's confidence. It's conviction. What's the opposite? Distrust. Disturbance. I think we have a couple of minutes left. I want to let you know this is Kay with Bless the Next Generation. The whole mission of this show is to reach out to the next generation because they have no peace. They have no confidence. They have no faith. And I'm trying to impart this through the radio shows. I'm trying to convey God's peace through his scriptures through this radio show. I am a teacher. I am a kindergarten teacher. Montessori kindergarten teacher. I'm a high school French teacher. And I'm so upset with what's going on. I've got 1 minute left. If you need to contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. Contact me if you want to sponsor the show. If you want to come on the show, contact me at blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. That's B-L-E-S-S. I need all the sponsors I can get. Everybody on Wall Street that's listening tonight, I need you to reach into your pocket and help out with the radio show. We can put your sponsors on there. We have no more time left. Now we've hit this song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, because he came to bring his peace. Come on into his peace. Come on into his Holy Spirit. Shalom. God bless you.
Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the stars.